on the river. It wasn't no, it was just a lake bottom. I don't know, they wasn't working it. It was just a lake bottom. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what you would call it.
What would you call land that's used for raising hay?
Call what?
Land that you use to raise hay.
I ain't never heard no pretty called. Sure ain't. You know, they used to put up hay all the time, but I ain't heard nobody giving no name.
Mm-hmm. What about a meadow or a prairie? Do you ever hear that?
Mm-hmm.
What have you heard?
Well, I just heard say a meadow, that's all, but not what it is for, I don't know.
What do you call land that's got water standing in it a lot of the time?
A slough.
Uh-huh. What else?
That's all I know.
What about if it's real overgrown and kind of damp and a lot of trees in there?
Well, that's the same thing, because there's one right out here on the other side of Brookshire. I was looking at it the other day. Oh, Lord, now that's Jimmy Noe's property if he ain't sold it. It's nothing but a lot of trees and grass and water in there for as you can look up under them trees. Well, we call them sloughs.
What about swamp? Do you ever use that?
Yeah, I hear them talk about a swamp too. But now, a swamp is a big place because until they let it off down here, it's a place down here going towards Rayville. They call that a swamp. It's a great big place.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
If you wanted to get the water off the swamp, what would you say you're going to do?
Put a levee through there.
Uh-huh.
And open it up. That's what they got through here. Put a place through there, run the levee down through there, and big ditch, and let that water go into back into the fush.
Back into what?
The fush swamp.
So if you cut the ditch, you'd say you were going to what the water off?
Let it off.
Did you ever say drain or dream?
Yeah, some folks do, but I don't.
Some folks say what?
Say drain it off.
What would you say?
Let it off. Cause see, a drain is something going to be draining a long time. It's just, and when you let it off, you just don't let it all off right now, but a drain is something that will just continue draining all the time.
But when you let it off, you just do it once?
One time and you're through.
If you'd had a heavy rain, like maybe down the side of a slope or something, a whole lot of water had washed away and had left kind of a little trench, you'd call that place a...
So if you do what?
You know, sometimes on a slope, if you had a big, heavy rain, the water might carry some of the dirt away and leave a little cut, sort of. You'd call that a...
Oh, what you call it?
Well, did you ever hear of calling that a ditch or a gully or ravine?
Oh, yeah, that's a ditch out there in the front of my house.
Uh-huh.
It always comes out there and slope it out so the water can run off.
What would you call something like that where a whole lot of land's washed away and it's real deep and narrow?
I don't know, but a ditch.
Okay. And a small rise in land, you call that a...
Small rise in land?
Yeah, where the land goes up a little would be a...
Well, you only see that in traveling.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mountain, that's all I know.
Well, what would be smaller than a mountain that you have around here?
No, but a hill.
And to open the door, you take hold of the door?
Knob.
Do you ever use the word knob talking about land?